The undertow of fear. This morning's commentary brought to you by Washington Federal. There was a story in Bellevue about a suspect arrested for a minor crime who, it turns out, had snuck into the country illegally. Because it's a sanctuary area, the jail released him without alerting immigration, and you know where this is going. A few weeks after his release, the suspect commits murder. And so the story becomes, if only he'd been deported, the murder would never have happened. Well, sure, we can say that after the fact, but so what? We know we can't deport everybody. So unless there's a way to detect which illegals are likely to become murderers, this is plain old fear-mongering. And just to make sure, I asked the Seattle Area Director of Enforcement for ICE, Natalie Asher, if there is such a thing as a priority list for dangerous illegals, as in those who might be expected to commit a major crime.
For us to be able to project someone who is here unlawfully and now they're potentially going to commit a crime that we could otherwise have avoided, that's a dangerous slope that we don't go down.
So she's saying even ICE can't predict these things, and in fact, she thinks it's dangerous to try. So to say after the fact that we could have prevented the crime if only we'd deported the guy who committed it is an exercise in hindsight, whose main effect is to create an undertow of fear. And it's working.